Okay, today is Daf Mem Ches. We're Mem Zayin at Beis, fourth line from the bottom, last word on the line. Tanan, left side. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether min haTorah money works to make a kinyan. Rabbi Yochanan says it does, and Rish Lakish says it does not. And Rabbi Yochanan says, even though it does, I agree with Rish Lakish that midrabanan you're not allowed to. Why? Because we're afraid that if we allow it, you're going to never, the produce has not been transferred. Only the money's been transferred, not the produce. The produce is still sitting in my silo. And if it burns down, I have no injury, I couldn't care less. It's not mine. So to prevent that from happening, we said that the kinyan is not chal until the actual items are transferred. Rish Lakish said, the whole thing's not chal. Why? Because min haTorah, money doesn't work. Money's not a valid transfer. What's the if Rabbi Yochanan agrees that it doesn't work with Rabbanan, what's the difference between the two of them? We'll have a Rashi in a few minutes about that. Anyway, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Aval, but. The key word here is but. In other words, you're allowed to back out. Right? You're allowed to back out. Aval, but, Amru. In other words, if you transfer the money and then the price goes up, you want to back out, you're allowed to. Aval, but, Amru, they said, Misha Paro, Midar HaMabel. Midar HaMabel. Who is the one who paid the Dar HaMabel, meaning Hashem? Who Asid Li Paro Mimisha Eino Omeid Bidvarav? So too Hashem will pay you back if you don't keep your word. Okay? Now, E Amrit Bishlama Mos Kanos, if money is a valid kinyan, Mishum Hachi Koi Ba'aval. That's why it says but. In other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, min haTorah, it's a valid kinyan, right? Midrabanan, we don't allow it to be valid. You're allowed to back out, but you really back out, you behave that way, Hashem will get you. Ela iamit maz en kanos, but if you're all like Rish Lakish and min haTorah, there is no kinyan. Am I koi ba'aval? What do you mean but? What do you mean but? You didn't, there's no kinyan. According to Rish Lakish, there is no kinyan. Why? Because money doesn't transfer anything. So what did I do? I gave you money. What are you giving me? You're giving me your apples. Where are your apples? They're in your house still. So, then all of a sudden there's a huge shortage of apples. The price triples. You call me up. I'm not giving you the money back. Oh, you do that as a Misha Paro. Why? You didn't do anything. It's no kinyan. My koy aval. What's the aval? You hear the question?
It doesn't work at all.
What are you getting a klala for? The answer is, so right after that's the question. According to Rish Lakish, what are you getting a klala for? Oh, Misha Par, if you do that, what are you going to do anything? There's no kinyan. Why are you getting such a klala? Says the Gemara, says Rish Lakish, Mishum Devarim, because you went back on your word. You're right, there's no kinyan. You went back on your word. Says the Gemara, Ub Devarim, Mikoy V'Aval. What? So because you went back on your word, you get such a klala? Right? V'Otanya, but we learned. Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Afal pi she'amru talis kone, dinar zahav, even though we know that if you acquire the talis, you now owe the money, but v'ein dinar zahav kone talis, doesn't work the other way around. If you acquire the money, you did not acquire the talis. Why? Because money doesn't work. Mim kol makom kach halacha. That's the halacha. Right? That's the halacha. Abel Amru, but we said, Misha Parah me antre dar mabel, ume antre dar haflaga, ume antre sedom, va'amora, ume mitzrayim, bayam. But don't worry, Hashem will get all of you. Hashem will get you. In other words, min haTorah, he's repeating the same story. If you transfer the talis, you owe the money. What if you transfer the money? Do you owe the talis? No. Why? Because it's not a kinyan. Either midaraisa, it's not a kinyan, midarabanan, it's not. Either way. But Misha Par, if you don't follow through, that's not the kasha. That part is not the kasha. We're going to get to the question right now. That's just repeating the story. Now, why all of a sudden here do we add and the people the Mitzriim and Sodom to somebody? So what we said last time, the reason I mentioned the Dor HaMabel was because they could say, the Chiddushim said, a lot of reasons why Dafka picked Dor Babel, but I thought the Chiddush Yerim had a nice vart because he said the Dor Babel could have said, "What do you want from me? There's no Torah. Why are you punishing us? Why are you punishing us?" The Dor Babel could say, "What do you? There's no Torah here. No rules." The answer is because it's common sense. It's common sense. You don't mistreat your neighbor. You don't need a Torah for that. It's common sense. So too, what you go back on your word like that? That's common sense. You don't do that. Now we're adding in all these other people. Why? So Tosfos Rosh says because the Dor, listen to this one. The Tosfos Rosh says because the Anshei Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim, kept promising the Bnei Yisrael they're going to let them out. After every Makkah, "Oh, we're letting you out now. We're letting you out now. We're letting you out." And they kept on going back on their word. So too, you go back on your word, you're just like them. You hear this? Okay, now let's get to the question. Keep going. Just like Hashem paid all these people, who us in Lipar, Mimisha, Eina, Omer, B'divuro. So too, Hashem will pay you back if you don't keep your word. Now, much lower level. Vanose, vanose, b'dvarim. Vanose, vanose, b'dvarim. And if you're just talking about a deal, nose, vanose, means back and forth. You're schmoozing about a deal. You didn't transfer any money. You didn't make a kinyan. No, just schmoozing. Are we going to buy it? Are we going to sell? You're schmoozing about a deal. Lo kana. There's no kinyan there. A chozer bo. And if you retract, ein ruach chachamim no chaymenu. That's not the chacham aren't happy with you. In other words, if you make a deal in theory only, in word only, you never concretized it. You shouldn't go back on that. Chacham aren't happy with that. Vamar Rava. Anu ein lanu ella ein ruach chacham no chaymenu. The only thing we have is the chacham are not happy with you. Everybody, yes, what's Rava adding? That's exactly what the Brisa says. Right? The Brisa says you go back on your word when there's no kinyan, the chacham aren't happy. Rava says, yeah, the chacham aren't happy. What's Rava adding? So some say Rava didn't know that Brisa. Right? Not every time, not every Amor had to know every Brisa. Some say. The Tosfos answers. Tosfos answers, listen to this, that don't think, the Rava was emphasizing, don't think you're getting a Misha Parah. You're not. There's been no transfer of anything. You're just sitting at the table snoozing. So Rava's emphasizing there's no Misha Parah here. What is it? The Chacham aren't happy with you. That's a lower level of Klala. No Klala, no Misha Parah. Rava's emphasizing that. Don't think the worst. It's not a Misha Parah. What is it? The Chacham aren't happy with you. That's what Rava has to say it again to emphasize it. The Rashba says, because, again, maybe I would have thought, okay, you don't get a Misha Parah. Maybe you get a small Klala, a little Klala, lower level Klala. Rava says, no, there's no Klala here. What is it? The Chacham are not happy with you. Okay. So what's the Kasha? That just on words there is no Misha Parah. Rosh Lakish said that no, you know what the Mishnah means? Aval, we said you go back on your word. We just see that from you go back on your word, there is no Misha Parah. When is there a Misha Parah? Only if you go back on your kinyan. Not if you go back on your word. If you go back on your word, the Chacham aren't happy with you. Right, we had a question. The question was, according to Rosh Lakish, there's no kinyan when you transfer money. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if somebody does that, somebody returns the money and doesn't accept the merchandise, Misha Parah. Aval Misha Parah. Ask the Gemara Rosh Lakish, for Rosh Lakish, you hold there's no kinyan. What do you mean Misha Parah? For what? You didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara answered, no, Rosh Lakish is talking about Bedvarim. But we see from here that Bedvarim, there is no problem. You don't get a Misha Parah for that. Yeah, the Chacham aren't happy with you. It's not a Klala. Rava, we said, two pshatim. Rava's emphasizing, there's not even a little Klala. It's not even a Misha Parah. Don't think that. So then, how do we answer the Mishnah according to Rosh Lakish? You hear the question?
Yeah, but the truth is,
yeah,
he's. We would think maybe it's possible that right, the kinyan doesn't work.
But you get a Mishnah power anyway.
Right.
Why? You didn't do anything wrong. Why didn't you do anything wrong?
Because you give him the word.
Okay, so we now just prove. We just have a brayta that says that giving a word does not warrant that kind of klala. What does it warrant? The Chacham aren't happy with you. They would recommend that the Gavai should not give his guy Master Yonah. All right. That's not a klala. So the Gemara answers, Dvarim, if there's words, V'ikabad daihu mos, and there's also money sitting on the table. In other words, this is not some preliminary discussion. Yes, it's a preliminary. Then there's no Misha Parah. But the money's right there on the table. All you're doing is waiting to close the deal. That already is Koi Ba'avol. That's already a problem. In other words, how far into the negotiations are you? If you're so far into the negotiations, is there any money sitting on the table? You're just waiting to transfer the bag from him to him? That's already Misha Parah according to Rish Lakish. Dvarim V'leka Ba'dayhumos? If there's a Dvarim without any money, then Lo Koi Ba'avol. There's no Avol. That's not a problem. That's our brisa here. Just I'm waiting in line at the bank, and I talk to, hey, would you like to make a deal? Yeah, sure, let's make a deal right now. And then we start choosing. That's not Misha Parah. Okay. Now, if you look at the Rashi of Koi Ba'avol, it's at the third skinny line. You see it? Third skinny line. Koi Ba'avol. Rashi says, Mishum, Devarim Shabo Al-Kach, L'Klal Maisa. Okay. Avol, see the next line? Avol mos lo koni midaraisa. Money does not transfer midaraisa. Midaraisa, there is no transfer. Why? Because Rosh Lakish holds that way. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan holds that midaraisa there is, midarabon there isn't. So what's the difference between the two of them? What's the difference? The nafkamina. What's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish? Either way, it doesn't work. Either it doesn't work with Minatora, or it doesn't work midarabonah. What's the difference? Listen to what Rashi says. Nafkamina l'inyan isura. Kigon, for example, im kidesh bo es ha'isha. You take that money that you have, we don't know who's giving the money. Who's being mekadesh to isha? We don't know yet. Rashi doesn't say. Rashi, if you're mekadesh in isha, le Rabbi Yochanan have a kedushin. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's a good kedushin. Why? The midaraisa kinuya. Because midaraisa, the transfer works.
What did you transfer?
I gave you $1,000, and I'm waiting for you to deliver the apples. You didn't deliver the apples yet,
right.
So you take that $1,000 and you're mekadesh and isha with it.
I take $1,000 back.
I gave you $1,000. I gave you. You owe me, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Moses Kone. You now owe me those apples. We're afraid the apples are going to be in the trunk of your car. You're going to leave the trunk open all night because you have no incentive to protect them. But midaraisa, it works. So I give you the $1,000. Who owns those $1,000? You do. You go now and be mekadesh nisha with it. Right? It's a good kedushin. Why? Because the transfer of the $1,000 from me to you is a good kenyan. Midarabanan, we say it's no good. That can't undo a kedushin. But they were afraid it's going to burn. Then it's not undoing a kedushin. Li Rish Lakish, lo have a kedushin. And according to Rish Lakish, absolutely not. Why? It's nothing. Doesn't work. Right? Yeah, we'll give you a Misha Parah because you're a big talker. Right? That's what Gemara basically said. You talk a lot with the deal, and you don't come through, you also get Misha Parah for that. That's what Rashi says. What?
It's the same case we had before. If they didn't give the apples, they didn't give the apples.
Yeah.
Did
according to Rish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan. What?
Well, he wants to give the apples on Tuesday, but on Sunday he uses the money to get married. Is that okay?
According to Rabbi Yochanan, yes. Once I give you the money, the deal is over.
Exactly.
You now owe me the apples. I'll have a claim against you for the apples.
No.
According to Rish Lakish, it's nothing. It's nothing until you transfer the apples.
So what's the question?
The question is, you take those $1,000 and I'm a Kaddish and Isha. Is it a good condition?
What changed?
According to Rosh Hashanah, it's not a good condition.
Exactly.
And according to Rosh Hashanah, it is.
Exactly. So what
that's an afkamina. Trying to find an afkamina between the two of them. That's what Rashi comes up with. What else is the difference? Either way, it doesn't work. Rosh Hashanah says, midrabanan, it also doesn't work. So midrabanan, if I give you the money and I never get the apples, you have to give me the money back. Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
There's always a next step.
Because there's no issur there. Only when you marry a woman now, then she's also to the whole world. What if she goes and marries someone else in the meantime? You're a Bekadosh her. But she goes and marries someone else. Is she married? You can't marry a woman with someone else's money. Only with your money. That's the kasha. Right? Okay. Says the Ritva, Rashi can't mean that. Rashi can't mean that. You know why? Because the Ritva says, Hefker, Bezen, Hefker. Bezen doesn't let that money transfer to you. Why? Because we're Rabbanan, it's not a good sale. The Rabbanan, the sale only is Chal when you transfer me the goods, not beforehand. I gave you the money, that's very foolish of me. Therefore, it's Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, it doesn't belong to you even. You can't be a Mekadosh woman, it's not a condition. According to Rosh Lakish, it's for sure not a condition, and according to Rosh Lakish, it's not a condition either. Okay? That's the Ritva says. What's the case of Kedushin then? What's Rashi talking about? Rashi mentions it. What's Rashi talking about? Right? So the owner Yunta says, does it make any sense? Yeah. Let's say I give you the $1,000. I didn't get the apples yet. Where are they? They're still in your warehouse. You're going to ship them soon. I then go over to a woman and I say, "V'mekadesh me with the apples of Mati's trunk. They're going to be delivered tomorrow. V'mekadesh me right now with those apples. Does that work?" Says the Ritva, says the Oni Gunter, according to Rebbechon, that would work. Why? I own them. What's missing? I don't have physical possession of them yet. According to Rosh Lakish, it doesn't work. That's a Rashi's Torah. That's the only difference between the two of them. And although Achmona pointed out, there's other differences, maybe like I said, if you buy land or whatever, but that's what Rashi comes up with. Why does Rashi have to pick that? I don't know. Rashi's not a simple pirish.
As an aside,
yeah.
If the kinyan happens, if I have a warehouse full of apples,
right?
You go and I have my one sample with me.
Right.
Small apples over here.
Down payment. We're gonna get that on the base.
We're
gonna get that on the base. A good question. We're gonna get that on the base. Right? What if I give you down payment? Right? Do I buy all of it, or just the money value connected to the what I pay? I give you $100. For $1,000 of purchase. Did I buy all $1,000 worth of apples or just $100 worth? That's what you're asking.
Basically.
That's on the base. We're going to get to that. Good question. Good hara. Okay, next. Amar Rava, this is the very hard part of the daf. Amar Rava, till we get to the bottom. Amar Rava, says Rava as follows. Kra, umasnisa, mesayel el Rish Lakish. I have a pasuk, and I also have a mishnah, a braisa, that will prove Rish Lakish. I have a pasuk that's going to prove Rish Lakish is right. What's the pasuk? The Chiziv, it says in Parashas V'yikra, V'chichesh ba'amiso. If you deny to your friend calls you up and says, okay, where's the vase I asked you to watch for me? You say, what vase? You know, I can't believe you're pulling that. You're denying I gave you the vase? You're taking the bezin right now. Go to bezin, you have to deny, right? So, V'chichesh ba'amiso. You deny your friend, b'pikadon, whether it's a pikadon, or b'shashum es yad, or whether it's a loan, or gezel, or whether it's a theft, or ashak, or whether it's a money you owe the guy for work he did for you. Four cases. It's amiso, your friend. Now, what are these four cases? So, shum is yod, is a loan. Amar of Chista, we're not talking about a case where I ask you, can I please have the $100 that I lent you? And you say, what are you talking about? There's no shvua for that. That's not a shvua. Rashi points out, there's no shavua for that. That's not what we're talking about. What are we talking about? Says Rav Chista. Kigon, for example, sheyichid lo kli. I'm lent Simcha $100. And I didn't want to lose the money. So Simcha gave me a kli. Simcha gave me his watch as a mashkin. So that if I don't get the money back, I keep the mashkin. Right? So sheyichid lo kli. Lahalva also. For the loan. Now he's denying that. Okay? Who's denying it? Yeah. And then you say, can I have my kli back? You say, can I have my kli back? And I say, it's not true. I don't owe you a watch. That's the case. Okay? Which is really like a picadon, basically. The guy's going to ask that question. Basically, it's a picadon. Just a bold denial on a loan will not require a shavua. Minat Torah. But you gave me a mashkin. Now you say, can I have the mashkin back? And I say, what mashkin? The lender's saying, I don't have the mashkin. Right. Right. No, 1 second. Who's the loav is the borrower. Right? Yeah. One second. We're talking about a case. Sheichid lo halove Kli lahalva asa. The lova gave a kli. Right? The lova gave a kli. Why? Kedei sheyifra memenu hamalva. So the malva will have what to get paid back. Right? And then the malva wants the kli. The malva wants to keep the kli. The malva wants to keep the kli. Why? Because he didn't pay. And you say, you don't chayiv him a kli. There is no kli. I don't understand the case. Yeah, what does it say over there? What's the case?
Case where he is designated a utensil.
Who designated a utensil?
The lender.
The lender, right.
The lender,
right.
As collateral for his loan.
Right. And now what's the malva doing? Now the malva says, I want to keep this kli.
Right.
And the lova says, no, there is no kli. Why don't the malva just keep it? Oh, so the lova wants the kli back, and the malva says, what are you talking about? Okay.
Yeah.
The lova wants the kli back. Oh, yeah, I paid you back. Give me that kli. And the malva says, what kli? Good. Next. Ashak, a case of paying a worker. Same story. Amar of Chista, lo kli lo ashko. The guy wanted to make sure he's going to get paid, right? He wants to do a good job. So he gives the boss a kli. Then he says, you're having a kli back? He did the work already. He paid me, give me the kli back. He denies there's a kli. Now, V'chiyahadre kra, when the Torah mentions three psukim later about returning these items, Ksiv it says, v'haya, and it'll be, ki yechete, you're going to lie, you're going to do a sin. V'asham, and another sin, right? Then what's going to happen? You're going to swear falsely, and then you're going to have charata, you're going to swear falsely. Then you're going to want to have charata, hey, I really did steal the watch. When you repay the watch, you have to pay a fifth. And you have to bring a carbon. So then it says there in that pasuk in Vayikra, Veshev es gzeil shez gazal, you'll return the stolen item that you stole. Oh, or es ha'ashak asher ashak, or the item that was given to you by the worker. Oh, es ha'pikadon asher hifkid oso, ito. Also, the item that somebody gave you to watch for them. What does the Torah leave out? It leaves out the mashkin that was given for the loan. It doesn't mention that. Ilu v'ilu t'chumas yad, but the mashkin that you gave back for the loan, lo ahadre. That doesn't mention that. It's not mentioned. My timer, why not? Why isn't it mentioned? Says Rava, you know why it's not mentioned? Because Rish Lakish is right. Lav mishum, isn't it because the mechasre meshicha? There is no meshicha. Says Rashi, five words. Oso kli, that kli. The lo kino malva. The malva never acquired the kli. Why did the malva never acquire the kli? What? Why did the malva never acquire the kli? Because you don't acquire an item just by transferring money. So just by lending money did not make the malva acquire the kli. Why? Because he didn't do a mashicha on it, says Rashi. There's a,
how do you get it?
The Gemara says no mashicha. What?
How do you take possession of it? What do you do?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe he put it in his house. He never picked it up. He never picked it up. So he never did mashicha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you don't have to do Mashiach. Why? Because transferring money is good enough. According to Rish Lakish, transferring money is not good enough. So when I gave you the loan, I gave you the money, that did not give me the kli. It didn't give it to me. What did it do? It's in my possession somewhere. It's in my house. The lova came in, dropped it off, and left. I never picked it up. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's an automatic transfer. According to Rish Lakish, it's not automatic. Since it's not automatic, I don't own it. What do you see? Rish Lakish is right. It's a very big stretch. Because we're comparing this to Mekach HaMemkar. It's a very big stretch. But that's what he says. Amar Leir of Papa LaRava, says of Papa, who said, Ema maybe mi oshaku dahadakra. Maybe it's no different than the case of the workers. Just, why does her leave it out? I don't know, says Rav Papa. But so what's the difference? Just like by the case of the workers, we say it works. So too, by the case of here, should also work. Right? Hachamayaskin, and so Rav says back, no, I'm sorry. Hachamayaskin, you know what's going on here? Kigon shenat lemimenu. Right? The worker took the kli. The worker took the kigon shenat lemimenu. V'chazro, v'fkidu etzlo. Right? In other words, what we're talking about in the case of the worker is, the balabas gave the worker a kli. The balabas says, I want to hire you. You know what? I'm going to give you a kli to show that I'm going to hire you, that I'm going to pay you. It's like a good intention. And then the worker says, fine, I'm giving it back to you. You watch it for me. That's what happened. That's not a... Right? That's what happened. You go to Narkalim Menu, the Chazro, the Ifkiru Etzlo. That doesn't work by a loan. By a loan, that makes no sense. So the Gemara says, good. What do you mean? I'm lending you money and I'm giving you a clean, you're going to give it back to me? That makes no sense.
I'm keeping this here in my house. This is yours if I don't pay. It's not my house.
Okay, so then that's exactly the case. There's been no Mashiach on that. It's not the same thing. So it's not the same thing at all. So therefore, it's missing. Why is it missing, says Rava? Because I'm right. Because Rishalk is just correct. That's what Rava says. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute. If that's true, that that's the case of Oshek, Hainu Pikadon. That's no different than any Pikadon. We said Oshek is different. What's Oshek? It's a worker. Not the same thing as a Pikadon. The Gemara says, you're right. Trade Gavni Pikadon. Two types of Pikadon. Ihachi. So the Rav Papa says, Ihachi, if that's true, then Teshum Ez Yad, Nami Lahadre. Why don't we say the same thing by Teshum Ez Yad, by a loan? Veluk May, and what's, you know, will be the case? Kigon, for example, Shenatla Haimenu. The Malva took the loan, the Malva took the Mashkin, the Chazir of Kidu Etzlo, and then gave it back to the Lova. Exactly the case, but reversing the parties. Reverse the Malva took the loan, took the Mashkin, and then gave it back. You, okay, Lova, fine. You gave me the gold, but you hold on to it, it's fine, I trust you. Right? Which would be the same thing as the Oshek. So the Gemara says, so Rava says back to him, E Ahadre Kra, if the Torah would have mentioned giving back the item, lo tiyufta velo siate. It wouldn't be a disproof against Rish Lakish, and it wouldn't be a proof to Rish Lakish. In other words, if the Torah would have mentioned the giving back, we wouldn't know who to pass him like. Could be Rabbi Yochanan, and it could be Rish Lakish. Either one could be right. Hashta lo ahadri kra, now that the Torah didn't mention it, misayale, it supports me. It supports Rish Lakish. That's Rava. It's a very difficult limud. Very difficult limud. That's what Rava says. Since it left it out, when it talks about returning the items, only three out of the four are mentioned. Teshum Ez Yad is not mentioned. It's obvious that according to Rish Lakish, there is no kinyan by transfer of money alone. That's what Rava says. Very hard limud. Now the Gemara asks the side point. Teshum Ez Yad, lo ahadri kra? What? And is it true that the Torah doesn't mention it? By the way, the Torah does mention it. You know why? Because the Torah says, V'atanya, I'm sorry. Before we get to with Shumas Yad Lahadri Kra, you should just know that everybody holds the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh, Shulchan Aruch. Everybody holds that Moth is Konos. Everybody holds that Rabbi Yochanan. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Moth is Konos. So now that we've said that. Now, the case of the Kedushin is actually relevant. Why? Because that is an afkamina. Really, it does work. But we don't let it work because we're afraid that you're not going to watch the stuff. You have no intent to watch it. So now, what if you took the money? What if you took the items and you're Mekadosh Nisha? So there could be ramifications. But we're not talking about everyone. We all hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Now, with Teshuvah's Yod Lo Ahadri Kra, Teshuvah's Yod does not, it doesn't say about giving back. It really does. Where does it say that? V'atanya, Omer Reb Shimon, Menai Litzin Esa Omer Lamayla Lamata. How do you know that whatever it said in the first pasuk in this parasha here of denial, whatever it said equally applied to the last pasuk of the parasha, or the later pasukim of the parasha, which spoke about giving back? In other words, whatever it was spoke about at the beginning was spoken about at the end. In other words, it does mention the Shumas Yad. Just like in the beginning it says that's one of the things you deny. You deny a loan, and a gzela, and a loan, and a Shumas Yad, and working, and wages. So too, when it says you're giving everything back after you have charata, after you swore falsely, also it's included. It's included. Tiksev o mikol asher yishba lav l'shaker. V'amar of Nachman, l'rabat Shumas Yad l'hishavon. It includes Shumas Yad, so it is mentioned. Says the Gemara, but behed yimiha lo hadrin kra. Did not mention behed feresh. Has it mentioned? It's mentioned. Well, yeah, it's an all-inclusive. All-inclusive, right? The catch-all phrase. Right? That's not befarish. So Rava sticks to his guns and says, from this pasuk, we learn that Rava is right. That Rish Lakish is right. No one holds like Rish Lakish. We don't hold it wrong. Now, Rava also said, I have a Mishnah that supports Rish Lakish. What's the Mishnah? Masnisa, which one? Menalan, the Tanya. A guy goes to a bathhouse. So Naslan Labalan, he, and by the way, the money that he uses is Me'ila money. He doesn't know that. Doesn't make a difference. So he pulls it, it goes into his wallet, pulls out a dollar, gives it to the bath attendant. So what does the Gemara say? Nasna labalan ma'al. There's me'ila right on the, right away, immediately is me'ila. Why is there me'ila right away? Because va'amar rav dafka balan hu. Only by a balan there's me'ila right away. Why? The lo machasir mashicha. Nothing's lacking. There's no mashicha. There's no transfer of anything else. What is it? It's just an admittance fee. It's an admittance fee to get into the bathhouse. So the minute you give him the dollar, there's a me'ila that's taking place. Avol midiach risa, but something else, the machasra mashicha, something else that would require a mashicha, like what? Like the Gemara is going to say in a minute, lo ma'al, there will be no me'ila, ad shedemashach, until the mashicha takes place. Why, says Rava? Because we hold like Rish Lakish. Giving money doesn't do it all. What do you have to do? The mashicha. For example, we're going to see in a minute, now we're going to say Kasha. I, Vatanya, Rava, you're wrong, because Nasna Lasafar, let's say you give a dollar to the barber. Now, the minute you give a dollar to the barber, is everything done? Of course not. He didn't cut your hair yet. When you give a dollar to the bath attendant, there's nothing more for the bath attendant to do. He opens the door and you go into the bath. Here, he has to cut your hair. So you gave him a dollar. Is that me'ila? V'amar v'tani nothing l'bala l'safar mo'al. So we have a kasha on that. What's the kasha? But we see by a barber the same halacha, and by a barber it's v'safar v'haboy l'mamshich t'sporet. The barber's going to pick up the scissors, no?
The customer.
The customer, they would help him out. They'd pick up the scissors. So it was a transfer of an item as well. Not just a transfer of money. How could he be chayav right away without that? No, the barber was a goy. Therefore, delo bar mashichahi. He's not a bar mashicha. What if he would have been a Jewish barber? What if he would have been Jewish? That giving it a dollar is not enough. You have to also transfer the scissors. Why? Because giving money is not enough. What do you see? Rosh Lakish is right. Tanya nami hachi, nasna la safar. If you give it to a barber, ola safan. What's a safan? I don't know what that is. A boatman. Or to any worker, lo mal ad-mashach. You don't do me'ila until there's a mashicha done. Ay, kasha adadi, it's a kasha. El alav, shmamina, kan. Bisafar, nachwi, kan bisafar yisrael shmamina. Depends if it's a Jew or not. So what do you see? Rish Lakish is right. Rish Lakish is right? Okay. What do you mean? He's doing work for you. Yes, yeah, so we're saying since you gave him the money, but by a bath attendant, all you do is pay an admittance fee. Then once you're in, you're on your own. By a barber's not true. I gave you the money. No, now I cut my hair. So it's not really a kinyan, but somehow there has to be more that has to be done. You don't give a barber money for nothing. You give a bath attendant, so it's an admittance fee, right? So there has to be something else done on the part of the barber. That's considered like a mashicha, right? You gave him the scissors, he gave it, whatever it is. So therefore, it's more to be done. So the me'ila doesn't kick in until that more to be done is done. Why? Because money doesn't work. See, Rav Lakish is right. Next. Oh my goodness. V'chein amar Rav Nachman v'ar Torah mo'os kanos, so too money works. U'bodka Levi b'masnise, and Levi looked around v'ashkach, and he found the case, nasna l'siton mo'al. If you give money to a seton is like a retailer, right? Is that what it says there?
Wholesale.
I'm sorry, wholesaler. Mal, you have me'ila. Tosfos was asked, why do you have me'ila? Why don't you say that the seton was a goy? Right? So Tosfos said it can't be, because we're talking about a seton was for wine and oil. So the goyim wouldn't touch wine and oil. Oil maybe, yeah, but for wine for sure not. So it couldn't have been a goy. You're talking about a Jew. And a Jew's a bar mashicha. Ela, kasha le Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, why is there me'ila? Why is there me'ila? There's been no transfer of anything else. No transfer of goods. So Gemara says, you're right, Amalach, Rish Lakish, Hamani, Rav Shimon, that's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon held that even Rish Lakish agreed that Rav Shimon held money is works. And Rish Lakish says, I don't hold like Rav Shimon, I hold like the other Tanoim. So, but according to Rav Shimon, you're right. Aval Amru Misha Para, Itmar, Abaya Amar, Oduyim Odi'inan. We inform the guy. We tell the guy, you're getting a Misha Para. Rava Amar, Milat Laitinan Le. We actually curse the guy. We don't just inform the guy, Hashem, that, no, we give him a curse. Abaya Amar Adu Madin and Lay, we inform him, Dixiv, Nasiba Am Chalosa Ar. You're not allowed to curse people. Torah says you're not allowed to curse people. Right? Rava Amar, Mailat Latin and Lay. No, we actually curse him. Dixiv, Ba'amcha. You're only not allowed to curse somebody who's ba'amcha, but osei ma'isa amcha, when he does the behavior of someone in the Jewish nation. But if he's not, if he's an outlandish person, he's not ba'amcha, you're allowed to curse the guy. And as that, you do curse the guy. Amar Rav, how do I know that? The Rav Chia bar Yosef, Yehavi le'zuzi amilcha. Rav Chia bar Yosef was given money to purchase salt. And then he owned the salt. And then l'sof, iyaki amilcha, the salt went up in value. So he wanted to back out of the deal. And then resell the soul for a higher profit. Also, the kamei derbi yochan, it came to brochan amalei zil havle havlehu. You have to pay him. Sorry, the ilo kibal lach mishapara. If you don't carry through the deal, you're going to get a mishapara. V'yamarta aduya madinan le. And if you tell me that all it means is we just inform him that Hashem's not happy, what? Chir by Yosef barodiyahu. He needed to know that. He needed to be informed of that. Well, he didn't know. He didn't know this mission in Bab Metzia. Velamai, what do you want to tell me? Milo Atinalai? What, we give him a klala? Rabchir by Yosef, Asi Lakabuli Alai Tivusel de Rabbanan? Rabchir by Yosef was going to get a curse in the Rabbanan? Right? So what was Rava thinking? What kind of bray is this? What was Rava thinking? That Rabchir by Yosef is going to do a Mishapara? So we're going to answer the down payment issue. He only got paid for the down payment. So the question was, does he have to give back all the salt? Or only connected to down payment? He's not, right? That's going to be the answer. What was Rava thinking? So Tosfos says amazingly that Rava was thinking, the guy, Rav Chia bar Yosef, who's a Mestum and Amora, which I'll take the Mishapara. I'll take it. Fine. Hashem's going to give me a klala? No problem. I made a profit. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, in the Tosfos of Rav Chia, look at the one liner. He knew the Mishnah. Elahayarota lekaba latusa. He would accept the curse, kodim shiyasin a yokra, rather than lose the profit. Do you hear that? The second pshat that the Tosfos HaRosh says, what was Rava thinking? Rava was thinking that maybe the other side agreed that they'll be mochel. Fine, you know what? You're able to resell the soul for someone else? I'm mochel, that's fine, I understand. That happens in life. Maybe there, there'd be no mishapara. If the other side's willing to let you make more money elsewhere, all right, that happens. That's not such a crazy thing. This Tosfos is very, very, very wild. But to say the guy, other side thought maybe he makes a lucky you, right? He always never gets that good deal. What happens to him? That could be. So then maybe there'd be no mishapara there. The other side doesn't mind. Why should there be mishapara? They don't mind. They're happy for me. I never have a good deal. I'm always the heart of my luck, right? They're happy for me. So maybe there'd be no mishapara. What? Very hard, no? So by the way, that toss is going to come up all the time now, because we could say mishapara, but they don't mind. They'll take the mishapara, but they're getting the profit. El Rav Chia bar Yosef, you know what the kasha was? A Reuven hu diavle. They gave, it says here a Reuven, like a Reuven, it means a down payment. They gave a down payment. And here's what Rav Chia bar Yosef's kasha was. Hu savar, kinegdo hu kone. They gave 10% down, so he has to give them 10% of the salt. They have to give him 100% of the salt? That's a Misha. That's not fair. 10% I'll give you, and then the other 90% I'll back out, and I'll resell it for a higher profit. That was his kasha. Of Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, kineged kula hu kone. No, they give you 10%, they acquire 100%. That's the halacha. Now, by the way, it's a machlokas. Idmar, Eravon, you pay down payment. Rav Amar, kineged hu kone. You get the whole thing. Rav Amar Kineged Hukona. Rav Yochanan Amar Kineged Kula Hukona. Rav Yochanan says, you get all of it. What's the Machlokas about? Says the Pri Yitzchak. The Machlokas says Rav Yochanan is Lashitaso. Rav Yochanan holds that Moses is Kanos. So money works. So by me giving you money, even though I only give you 10%, the Kinyan works. Therefore, he has to pay back everything. And Rav holds not. Holds like Rish Lakish. Meisve, wait a minute. Also, we have Mishapara. No, because we have Mishapara, because you bet back on your word. So we make it work. Meisve, Hanosin, Erevon, Lachaber, if someone gives a down payment to his friend. Vamalo, if I retract, Arevani Machulach. You know what? Keep it. Other guy said, if I retract, I will double the Aravon, I will double the down payment.
Everything is miskayim. Dime Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi l'tane, Damo says, asmachta kanya. There's asmachta, this like reliance, Rabbi Yossi holds it works, right? That comes up by gambling, right? We're going to all play in the pot, and we're relying, I don't mind if you, so Rabbi Yossi holds that works. So, I'm going to double the thing if it doesn't work out the deal. That's asmachta that works. Rabbi Huda Omer, no, dayashik the kineged eruvon. You got to pay kineged the eruvon. Kineged the down payment you have to pay. If you say that Erevon should work, should be a Kinyan, but if you buy a house or a field for $1,000, and you pay back $500, and you give that and you paid $500 for it, you have to yikon it, you have to pay back the rest, even after many years. So what do you see from here? If not for the fact that you say Erevuni yikon, according to everybody, it works for the whole thing. Down payment acquires the whole thing. My lab, who I did metaltalin, does that mean by metaltalin also? Bidistama, kani lahulakulu. We're mistama, the same thing by metaltalin. By a karaka, we say it works. What about metaltalin? The man says low. Metaltalin, bidistama, low kani. That would not work. Umaishna, karaka, midikas. Maishna, what's the difference? Karaka, by karaka, dimikaspa, kani le, mamish. When karaka, where money can acquire karaka mamish, kanile lakule, then a down payment will acquire the entire home. But metaltali, but by goods, the lo kani el lakabule, the only mishapara, the only reason why the kinyan works is because of a mishapara, lo kanile lakule. It will not work. It will not work for the whole thing. Okay? I know I rushed at the end because it's late. We're going to pick up on Lemaket Tanoi tomorrow. We'll refresh it again. Tomorrow's a long daf. Amid Beis starts the Dinam of Ona. Not easy. We'll do it tomorrow. Everybody have a good Shabbos.
Tomorrow, 8 o'clock here, right here in this room.
No, it's not Shabbos.